A choir and band launched into one of Ethel Lance's favorite gospel tunes and roused hundreds of mourners from their seats Thursday in a crescendo of music at the first funeral for victims of the massacre at a historic black church. People stood to clap, nod, and sway, some closing their eyes under the exertion of the cathartic singing. Ushers walked through the aisles with boxes of tissues for people to dab their tears as an organ, drums, and bass guitar played along. The service was fitting for the 70-year-old Charleston native with an infectious smile. She served with vigor as an officer at Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church, said the church's interim leader, the Reverend Norvell Goff. When it was time for the ushers to usher, she had the usher's strut, Goff said. When Sister Lance praised the Lord, you had to strap on your spiritual seatbelt. Police officers stood guard and checked bags as mourners filed in for the funeral, which was held as the debate over the Confederate flag and other Old South symbols continued. A monument to former Confederate President Jefferson Davis had the phrase Black Lives Matter spray-painted on it Thursday in Richmond, Virginia, the latest of several monuments to be defaced around the country. Lance and eight other Emmanuel Church members were killed when police say a gunman walked into a Bible study June 17th and opened fire in a racially motivated attack. Lance served as a sexton at Emmanuel for the last 5 years, helping to keep the historic building clean, and she loved gospel music. She had 5 children, 7 grandchildren, and 4 great-grandchildren. I want my grandmother's legacy to be what she stood for, said granddaughter Asia Risher. She is going to be a catalyst for change in this country. Services for Sharonda Coleman Singleton, 45, were held Thursday afternoon, and funerals for the other victims were set to happen over the next week, including one Friday for the church pastor, the Reverend Clemente Pinckney. As the 2 victims were laid to rest, the debate over Confederate symbols and statues raged on. In Richmond, where the Davis statue was vandalized, a small group from the Southern Heritage Advocacy Group, Virginia Flaggers, waved Confederate flags next to the monument. Barry Eisenhower, a member of the group, said they were offering a $1,500 reward for tips that led to a conviction of those responsible for the spray painting. Some people in cars driving by honked in support of the Virginia flaggers. Others yelled obscenities at the group. While the group was there, 20-year-old Caleb Pollard ran around it, shirtless with American flag-themed leggings and underwear. He wore an American flag as a cape and pointed to it, asking the group, "Why don't you raise this flag?" In Memphis, Tennessee, the mayor there said he thinks the grave and statue of Confederate General and Ku Klux Klan leader Nathan Bedford Forrest should be removed from a city park. The suspected gunman, Dylan Storm Roof, had a Confederate license plate, and images on a website created in his name months before the attacks show him posing with the flag and burning and desecrating the U.S. flag. He also poses at Confederate museums, former slave plantations, and slave graves. Boyd Young, who represents Roof's family, issued a statement on their behalf saying that they would answer questions later but wanted to allow the victims' families to grieve. "We feel it would be inappropriate to say anything at this time other than we are truly sorry for their loss," the statement said. Governor Nikki Haley started the groundswell against Confederate icons Monday by successfully calling on South Carolina lawmakers to debate taking down the Confederate battle flag flying in front of the State House. Then Alabama Governor Robert Bentley, also a conservative Republican, brought down 4 secessionist flags at the Capitol there. He compared the banner to the universally shunned symbols of Nazi Germany, a stunning reversal in a region where the Confederacy was formed 154 years ago and where Jefferson Davis was elected president. At Lance's funeral, a family friend said she was glad to see so many states taking action. "Knowing the tragedy that happened, with the young man holding the flag up, it's time for it to come down," said Alexis Muzon, who went to high school with Lance's daughter. This article posted by Jonathan Drew for the Associated Press in North Charleston, South Carolina. Meg Kennard in Charleston, Sienna Adcox, Jeffrey Collins, Suzanne M. Schaefer, and Jack Jones in Columbia, Kim Chandler in Hackleburg, Alabama, Martin Swant in Montgomery, Alabama, and Eric Tucker in Washington contributed to this report.